Andrew Goodman was 20 years old when he was murdered in Mississippi in 1964, an actor, clarinetist, and activist from New York City. His mother, Carolyn Goodman, is 89 now, still in New York. It was a phone call from reporter Jerry Mitchell that brought her the news of Edgar Ray Killen's arrest.
I wasn't surprised because, you know, after all, you can get away with murder just for so long. And we were down there in Mississippi, and there are a lot of victims of the Klan who are still around, and they're very strong, and they are not going to let this case go by. And, you know, I'm not one for revenge. That's not what I'm after. But justice is very important, and it's got to be done in this case as it has to be done in any other case. And this country can't fall apart. It won't fall apart. We fought a civil war, and we stayed together, and we're going to stay together now.
Would you expect to go down to Mississippi for the trial?
If I have to.
If you have to?
Yes. I mean, if they call me and they say, look, it's important for you to be down there, I'll go. Otherwise, I won't.
You wouldn't. Now, why wouldn't you go?
What's the point of it? Just to sit there and watch a trial? No. I don't need to make him feel uncomfortable. He knows what he did.
Can you talk a bit about when your son, when Andrew, came to you and talked about wanting to go down for Freedom Summer, go down to Mississippi?
Well, you know, it was a time that we had lived through Nazism, we had lived through fascism, we had lived through all of that. And actually, he had gone out to train out to Ohio, but then he called up and he said, look, there's a church that's burned down in Neshoba County, and some people are going down there, so I volunteered to go with them. And they were arrested because, you know, there was a conspiracy, and it was a black and two whites in a car. And that's what happened. And, you know, we couldn't have him live in a home where Andy knew that we were opposed to all this oppression and all this racism. And then he wanted to go down and really uphold what is basically our Constitution and have people who are black and people who are oppress vote, and then say, oh, no, that's okay for them, but not for you. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. Were you concerned about his decision?
Well, we were. We thought that maybe he'd be ruffled up some, but we didn't expect him to go there to be killed. Of course we were concerned, but we didn't expect what happened to happen.
There have been a number of cases now reopened in the South, the Medgar Evers killing, the Birmingham church bombing,
right.
Now the murder of your son, along mm-hmm. with two other workers. What do you make of that? How do you place that in history?
Well, I think when people are aware that all these things went on and there's no resolution as yet, they're saying, look, we have to resolve these cases. We can't let them hang out there. We can't let them go unresolved. We're a country that has to have everything out in the open. There's too much secretiveness as it is. And we want to know what happened. We want to know what's going to happen. And people have to come to justice. And that's what we're looking for, justice. We want it to be real.
Well, Carolyn Goodman, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Carolyn Goodman is the mother of Andrew Goodman, who was killed in Philadelphia, Mississippi, in June of 1964. Today, Edgar Ray Killen was charged with his murder and the murder of his fellow civil rights workers, James Chaney and Michael Schwerner.